This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. The border crossing between Egypt and Gaza has opened to let a trickle of desperately needed aid into the besieged Palestinian territory. This was the first aid allowed in since Israel sealed Gaza off in the wake of Hamas's bloody rampage 2 weeks ago. Only 20 trucks were allowed in Saturday, and aid workers say that is not enough. Gaza's 2.3 million Palestinians are rationing food and drinking dirty water. Hospitals say they are running low on supplies and fuel for energy generators amid a territory-wide power blackout. UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres told a summit in Cairo that Hamas' reprehensible assault on Israel can never justify the collective punishment of the Palestinian people. Egypt and Jordan have harshly criticized Israel over its actions in Gaza at a summit in Cairo. It's a sign that the two Western allies had made peace with Israel decades ago are losing patience with its two-week-old war against Hamas. The president, Abdel Fattah el-Sisi, who hosted the summit, again rejected any talk of driving Gaza's 2.3 million Palestinians into the Sinai Peninsula and warned against liquidation of the Palestinian cause. The fallout from the Israel-Hamas war has spilled into workplaces everywhere, with corporate leaders from the highest ranks of prominent companies weighing in with their views while workers complain their voices are not being heard. People from all ranks have been called out for speaking too forcefully or not forcefully enough, making it nearly impossible to come up with a unifying message when passions run deep on all sides. Islamic rights advocates say much